Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I please have the zip code?
48504.
48504, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Can I have the first and last name?
Cynthia in here. You guys took money out of my account. What's that for?
I'm sorry, what was that name?
Cynthia Van Heeren. Money was $50 was taken out of my account. I don't know who you people are.
I'm working on locating an account and I'll be able to see what's going on, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. Okay, can I have the first? Can you provide me with the shipping address, please?
4200 O'Connor. What is being shipped to my house for $60?
Okay, ma'am, thank you for that. I've located an account with that information today, ma'am. And this is with, it looks like you have the meal planning app called Bites Hub. It was created when you entered into a contest for a...
No. You canceled that. They canceled. I never, ever said to take this money out of my account. You stop that and you stop it now or I... attorney right now.
So this was initially created when you entered into a contest, ma'am. It said you were also going to be signing up for the meal planning app.
No, I don't want that, sir, your supervisor, I want them now. Okay, ma'am, I do apologize.
I do see your arrows with our $20 monthly service.
No.
Yeah, I can apply that to the account for you today.
Take it off my account now.
Well, I'll go ahead and get your account canceled out, ma'am.
Thank you. And that $60 will go back into my account?
This is canceling out the account for any future charges. I will speak with my supervisor and see what we can do regarding the refund, ma'am. Please stand the line.
Yeah, the refund.
I will see what we can do regarding the refund, ma'am. Please stand the line. I'm still here. I'm closing out your account. Please stand in line. Ma'am, I went ahead and spoke with my supervisor and explained the situation, was able to get them to approve today a refund of $55 minus the $5 non-refundable fee. So I can go and get that refunded back to your account for you.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate that.
Okay, please stand in line while I get this refunded for you, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm getting this canceled out and refunded, ma'am.
Okay,
thank you.
I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm like,
I'm still here. I'm canceling and refunding your account. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
No, don't cancel the refund. Get the refund in there. You're saying you're canceling the refund. I'm going,
no, ma'am.
Don't
I'm
cancel
canceling
the
account and refunding the account. Please stand the line.
Thank you.
I'm still here. I'm working on your refund.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, your account's been canceled out. And
okay,
I've gone
you.
Ahead and refunded the $55. It'll be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. I have confirmation number whenever you're ready.
Okay, go ahead with that.
Yes, ma'am. It is going to be C like in Chuck, 9207-39938. Okay, ma'am. Is there any? That's a cancellation number. Any refund? We'll be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, and that confirmation
okay.
number is going to be 724.
Okay, hang on. 724. Go ahead.
713186. And then it's going to be. Or 71876 should be the ending.
Okay. 724713186.
Yep, correct.
Okay. And the other one was C as in cat, 9207-39938.
Correct.
Okay, and what was your name again, sir? I'm sorry.
My name is Joseph.
Okay, thank you, Joseph. Do you have a ID number?
No, I do not, ma'am.
Okay. Alrighty. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer.
Yep. Bye.